Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about playing around with your first wave function. On this episode, I'm going to actually develop with you your own private little wave function to play around with. In the last episode in this area, I've talked about the general introduction to a wave function. I've sort of derided the actual point, classical point wave function, and it's something which has got a lot of, the point wave function has got a lot of momentum, or I shouldn't say momentum, it's got a lot of capital associated with it. We've invested a lot of education energy to getting it up and going, getting people to believe that there is such a thing as a point with no dimensions. And these little points can buzz around, flitter in and out of existence, glitter magically to within a probability envelope, a spatial bubble with you can think of, in which these within that bubble they can flit in and out of existence. Also, you know, the points are possibly believable because you can only see under a certain resolution, and beneath that it could be anything, it could be a point. And you often see points anywhere, sort of I suppose you're having you've shook yourself up some eggs on toast and someone has gone to shake some pepper on it, but remember that you're allergic to pepper, and you can actually see a little pepper grain on your egg, and you can say, oh, that's sort of like a point. So you points a bit around the place. You can, clean up a dish, and you can have just a tiny little speck of dirt on it. A speck is something we're used to, and you can be in the sun and sun streaming through a tree canopy, and you can see these tiny little specks moving about. They can be little midges or little things floating about the place, buzzing around. And so we're pretty used to the idea of point, and it's got a whole amount of society in maths, you're given a graph and you have to put in tiny little points, and if you put in a big fat point, your teacher tells you off. It's a really tiny infinitesimal point. We went on and said, oh well, no, let's actually talk about the stuff of reality being functions, that is, rather existing at one point and then nowhere else. It exists generally everywhere, but its existence is preferred in something described by a wave function. And I gave you the first wave function, which is e to the minus x, a Gaussian wave function. That's what we're going to start off now and start talking about, a Gaussian wave function. And I sort of scratched around the place and said, you know, what is a Gaussian wave function that everyone will have felt and understood? Yeah. So you can hear in the background they're doing something awful to a tree or some road work in the background. So I hope this recording is good enough you can't hear that. So the question is, a point, so we've got a little speck of pepper on an egg or a piece of dirt on a plate or a fleck, something like that. Now, what's a Gaussian? What's something every day we can feel as Gaussian? So Gaussian is this beautiful, smooth thing. We'll go into the different numbers. So that's what we're going to talk about, is the basic wave function and how it's made and the story of it to actually get going. It's actually quite fascinating that Gaussians pop out everywhere. My physics professor said, look, there's a rule in physics that everything ultimately is Gaussian. It's pretty close onto it. There's a few exceptions to it, but everything, it's sort of the recipe that if I give you a Gaussian, it's sort of like it's like packing you off an excursion with a jacket. You can go everywhere. If you don't have it, you'll be very miserable in the excursion of life through science if you don't have the Gaussian function. So what is it? What is it which is, you know, if you could feel it was rise up as a little bump and then go smoothly, gently off, velvetly off to infinity, disappearing e to the minus x squared. So e is 2.718 I can't remember. I can't, not say I can't remember, it's just burnt in my memory having watched it a few times. It's there. He's around 2.7, and amazingly, it came out of commerce of all things, commerce to come through, to do with compound interest and stuff like that. But E, which is 2.7 to the minus x squared, so x is 2 meters away, for instance, or 2 units away. That's x squared is 4e to the minus 4. E to the minus 1 is 36%. So suspiciously close to Poisson distribution. I don't understand why. Yeah, it's very similar to a statistical distribution, but not quite. It's a bit more physicky. So what is something that feels a lump and it goes smoothly off? And of course, the thought to me is, well, basically a mosquito bite on your leg. If you get a mosquito bite on your leg, you feel there. Or for some of my teenage boy listeners, if there's any teenage boy, a zit or a pimple. So it's got a raised up little dome bit you can feel at the top, that itchy bit. And that stretched skin as it stretches around, you've got your little pimple. Don't press the pimple for me. Yuck. Get your hand off it. In fact, that's the most important thing. It's a bacterial infection of your skin, your pores, building up, closing and exciting allergic reaction to try and get rid of the the infection produces a lot of, not pus, but you know, sort of that very heavy oil stuff. Now, so one of the great things, unfortunately, I have to tell you, I look pretty ugly, but I was uglier before my heart operation, because I didn't have pimples, but I had raised up things, or my liver, and not my liver, yeah, my liver was out of whack, and I didn't have quite pimples, but I did have raised up skin. But imagine a raised up lump or a pimple. Don't touch it. But you can see it's got a curvy bit and a smooth bit. And if you had to describe that, it's not at a single point. It's pretty big and it's got an extensive impact. And that's what we're saying. Particles aren't small. They're pretty big and they've got an extensive impact. And well, if they've got an extensive impact, how does it work? If they're actually infinitely big, well, they actually do slide through each other. And there's something else I was thinking, that we've got in our modern culture, we say, look, there's no gulfs, no ghosts. And I'll get back to that. Hold that thought about ghosts, because this will probably freak you out a little bit. But we do have the idea of bullets, American police show, where people fire bullets at you, which I really like, point particles. Or if you get beaten up in the playground, people will throw rocks and balls at you. They're hard stuff they miss, but if you go back into Harry Potter, it's the last time I've seen a depiction of a ghost. Quantum mechanical particles, it's electrons, that's you and me and everything. They don't exist as hard, fast objects. So an object you have is statistically an object, but inside everything is little ghost particles. And like a ghost, you get a feeling that it's not quite there. It goes into existence, and there's the centre of the ghost, the outside. And quantum particles are like this. They're not a hard sphere, an egg, where the inside of the egg is everything and outside the egg is nothing. They gradually grow up there say a meter out there, 0.1% there, and at 10 centimeters up there, 1% there, and then eventually, once you go up a little bucket, you've got a couple of percent in the very center. They ease in and out of existence. In fact, they fill a pixel size of space, and this easing in and out of existence is why everything is bulky. You know, if you, like I'm holding the dictaphone at the moment, but say if you were to hold your hand, you can reach off. It's an adult podcast, and it's not asking you to do anything wrong. Just hold your left hand with your right hand. It might feel a bit creepy actually, just holding your old hand, but you'll have to get used to it. You just say you're doing it for science. You're holding your hand, and it's bulky, and what you're feeling is the bulk of electrons. You're feeling quantum mechanics. You are feeling Planck's constant, which says the pixel size at which these particles exist. And you're feeling it because you are actually touching a wave function. And if you want to, you can't see the wave function, it's really, really small, but imagine a macroscopic model of it is a pimple. And I'm not going to give you beauty products or beauty tips, but a pimple is an ideal model of our fundamental quantum wave function. It's ideal because it's solid, you can feel it, and it's in, the one that I'm talking about is in one dimension. The one that on your face is probably, you know, your face, your friend's, a good friend of yours' face is in two dimensions, and you can feel it. But the actual quantum mechanical wave function is actually in three dimensions, and you can't feel it because it doesn't have a surface. So I've just whacked a surface on it so you can feel it and think about it and go around. So what we're going to do in this episode is just talk about the engineering, how we engineer. So a function can be any, you just get your pen and we're going to have some fun, and I just want you to draw any squiggle line from the left of the page to the right of the page. Make sure that it doesn't cross over itself or do loops or anything stupid like that, but keep on going. Have you go. Yep, you've done very well. Oh, here's the parrots again. I'm just attacked by parrots here. Okay, these are huge, big green and orange parrots. They're amazing stuff. You'd pay good money to go oh, God, it's coming right up to me, these parrots again. Okay, I've been stalked by parrots in the middle of a podcast. The parrots of the podcast. Okay, so, I don't know, you can't hear them. They're pretty creepy things, these green parrots. So you've got your wave function. I'm going to talk you through the wave function, and I've just got you to draw a function and give yourself a big tick. Did the pen start on the left hand page side of the page and finish on the right hand side of the page? Didn't loop over too much. You can write you've just drawn yourself a good function. You can write an equation for that. Now, wave functions have the property that they're functions. They are the mathematical numbers for mathematical solutions of a wave equation. So that's what a wave function means. A wave function is an abstract concept. It's a line or a property of something which solves a wave equation. And we've drawn it. You give yourself a tick. You'll probably get to like yourself even more. We're going to go through parts of the wave function. Now, in the quantum mechanics, the physics of it, it just says that if the energy, the moving energy, is less than the potential energy, it's in exponential ramp up or ramp down. So, say you're in a skate park and you've got kinetic energy, you're skating up and down this bowl. It's a madness that people ever do this. I look at it and I just shake my head as I see people skateboarding. I suppose it must be thrilling when you actually do it. And I suppose when I'm in a wheelchair, they'll take me out to a skate park and just give me a go on the wheelchair eventually. But what happens is that, you know, say it's a, heaven forbid, a 4 meter tall skate ramp, and you start at one skate level at 1 meter up, 4 meter high, and so you'll be 1 meter, you'll go up way down through 0 meters up to one and back and forth. So any point above 1 meter, the potential energy is greater than the net energy, so that you've got net kinetic energy is negative, if there is such a thing. And that's, you're just going to have to trust me, that's ramp 'em up, buddy. That's either ramp up or ramp down. So you imagine you're in a little, name your Australian car, but imagine your golf club, and if you realise that your your energy level. You are a particle at an energy level beneath your total energy is less than the potential energy. It's an invitation for you to put your foot on the accelerator or put your foot on the brake, and you exponentially ramp up or you exponentially ramp down. Depends how you go. It's really just describe it that way. Or start, people, I've got you to draw left to right, so I can't get you to do it in two parts, which is probably the best way of doing it. So imagine this. Imagine a potential well, a gap in your page. And again, this is probably asking you to do too much science. And bear in mind, look, I am a science teacher and quantum physicist, and I haven't got any support behind me whatsoever, people to discuss, so what's the best way of doing it. So imagine you have three zones. One, a barrier zone, a free zone where it can actually roll, the wave function can propagate. It's free to go. Sort of imagine, and then there's another wall above. So imagine you're sort of like, the way to imagine it is sort of like a squash court in cross section. There's a big wall, and then there's a divot in the centre, and a wall again. So if I think I could, you may be struggling to do this. I'll do this numerically. Numbers 1 to 10, got that? 1 to 10 on the x-axis. So 0 to 3, it's got a value of 10 units. 3 to 7, it's got a value of no units. And 7 to, how many did I say? So that's at 0 to 3, it's got a value of 5 units or 10 units, I can't remember. I would say it's all 10 units. And 0 of 7 to 10, it's got a value of 10 units. So it goes 10, 0, 10. And you've got a energy level that you're thinking about, which is, say, at 4 units. So if you're in 0 to 3 region, you've got negative kinetic energy. If you're in there, now, negative kinetic energy would just drive you classical people, I call you classical geeks, sad classical people mad. But our wave, we're dealing with wave functions here. Give us a break. Even in that region, it's the, and I'm not going to tell you the maths of it for you. There is a mathematical story, and I might give it a bit of time. It's foot on the accelerator, foot on the brake. So at 0 to 3, you put the foot on the accelerator and start to accelerate and lift up, fly upwards. You start to fly upwards. Your wave function begins to fly upwards. So this is the amount of stuff at any particular point in time. Going back to your zit on your face model, your pimple on the face. Word zit is American. I don't know whether it's English. I think I wonder whether the English person would know the word zit. And I'll have to ask what South Africans. I love the South African accent. They would say, or the New Zealand. The Southern Hemisphere has got English down pat. We've got, England's up there, and we've got South Africans, Aussies and Kiwis, all just, and poor Canada, poor England, I don't know how they stand. They've got all these different accents and different names and different words. But in the very first, I've got this other weird bird looking at me at the moment. This is a bowerbird, a female bowerbird. What are you doing? Oh, it's minding its own business, thank goodness. Okay, so 0 to 3, we're in negative kinetic energy potential area, and what happens, we're in a wave function, and you put the foot on the accelerator and you start to increase all the time. And in your zit, it's where you're feeling your skin, it's feeling a bit of tension, it's beginning to rise up. And at 3, you suddenly have kinetic energy of I think 4 units over 0 at the bottom, and so that's will tell the wave function to, rather than to build up, is to, I suppose, oscillate. That is, the bigger the wave function, the faster it turns away from growing up. So if going from left to right is exponential expansion, in the free space, where it's allowed, it oscillates like a wave. It goes up and down. And so it actually turns into a proper wave there. And so as it goes up, it starts to crest downward. And as it crests down, it plunges down and goes down to a negative amount of material there. And this is hard to, for you to get your little minds around, our minds around. Because I haven't told you about phases and all that type of stuff. As it goes negative, it says, whoa, 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 a negative undo is positive. I'm going to bring up, and it starts to curve up. And so you can imagine that you are in your, you strapped yourself into your wave function at the start. Now, when it comes to your zip, it comes, it smooths up, and then in your free space, it's over the surface of that bit, that zip, that shiny sort of icky bit. And it goes it starts to, rather than begin to slope up, it starts to begin to slope down till it's running flat, and then it's going down and curves over until it just hits at seven, and at seven it's the brake and slowly goes down to infinity. So your Gaussian wave function can be broken up into three parts. I've got to remember what the second derivative is. I've got to really think of that, because the second derivative is the whole thing. So the Gaussian wave function, which is our beautiful e to the minus x squared, goes in three parts, from infinity up to very close. It's ramping up. At very close, in that three free space, it curves, starts to curve over, flatten off, and curve down. And just as it's curving down, ready to crash into infinity, it eases off in that third zone. So as you're ripping over your pimple, you feel rising up to the pimple, rises over the top of the pimple in the free space, where it's a proper free space wave function. And the last part of the pimple, it ramps down. And this ramping up, ramping down is tunneling, quantum mechanical tunneling. So everything is tunneling. I mean, it just sends me insane. So every wave function you have tunnels. It's because the wave function encroaches into a barrier which is classically not allowed. Well, like, you can't, if you are skating, you are definitely on the outer side of the ramp. But in quantum mechanics, you actually slide through the ramp a little bit. What happens is you come out of the ramp, you like a ghost, you build up out of the ramp. When you're out of the ramp and it's free, you start to oscillate. So if you look at quantum mechanical wave functions, the base wave function is a Gaussian. Ooh, that's my version of it. It's building up. Ooh, is curving over in free space. And then, ooh, the third part's three part for your basic wave function. So what have I given you? I've given you an equation. I've given you a model, which is a zit on your face, and I've given you a description of the of breaking that model down. There's the raise up part, and that's when the it's in a place, it's forbidden, it's tunneling. It's so it actually, the aspects of tunneling is it dies away, but if it's coming from nowhere, it actually builds up from nowhere. If that makes sense, builds up from nowhere. And so it's a rise up, crank her up, baby. So it's nice and big. When it's nice and big, it launches itself, and it's launched like a, you can imagine a I don't know, a paper plane where the flaps, when it's going too high, it noses down. When it's going too no, it's like this. You imagine a first time flying. You're flying your biplane for the first time. You take off into the air, and you're airborne. So you take up into the air, you're airborne, and as you're too high, you hit the flaps, you start to dive down. You're diving down, you get hit the ground, you hit the flaps, and you fly up, and then fly down, fly up. That going up and down as you're going across, that's what we call a wave. So it's a wave function because it's a wave solution in all parts of space. The part of space where it's not allowed, part of space where it is allowed, and where it's not allowed. And because it's a function for all space, if you wanted to say it was suddenly zero, you'd have to really crank up a few bit of extra computer to run every electron. So your very first electron is this
Gaussian function. Where is it? Show me the proof. Well, strap in for some amazing stuff. Hydrogen. The first electron in hydrogen is not going in a ring, in a circle. How crazy is that? It's actually a Gaussian, a beautiful, smooth, ghostly Gaussian. It's got no surface, and it starts from infinity, builds up, and it, you know that turnover point where it's tunneling out of it's going from infinity out. It's builds up, and at that level is the Bohr radius, the radius where you where other people have drawn this little circle. And then when it's inside that radius, it curves over, and out of the radius, and when, which is the other side, it curves down. So a hydrogen atom, if you could feel a hydrogen atom, and we can actually do feeling atoms, it would feel pretty much like a pimple. It's a pretty amazing thing. It doesn't feel like a ball. It feels a bit like a pimple going in and soft across them. But there's more. The actual proton in the center is also the same. It's also a beautiful Gaussian coming across. And there's more. Let's go up one. We can go up that one to helium. Now, helium is the Gaussian is smaller. So helium is actually smaller than the hydrogen atom. That's because the electron is pulled in. Okay. So what happens is that the potential energy curve is much steeper, and it's pulled in much more steeply. And so electron goes in and out. Now the next electron actually slides through space during the first electron. The two electrons are actually superimposed on each other, because this is going to really screw your mind. There are actually two universes, a spin up and spin down universe, superimposed. The first two electrons sit on top of each other in a Gaussian way. In fact, helium is the most Gaussian of atoms. So helium has got no features in it. It perhaps is the most boring, but also the most beautiful. Everything is described as Gaussian. It's got, all in all, six components. Two electrons, two protons, two neutrons. But they've all got different spins. You know, the electrons have got different spins, the protons have got different spins, the neutrons have got different spins. And because they've all got different quantum numbers, they can all coexist in space. And so every particle, every part of the electron, of the helium, is extended in space. Because, you know, hang on, helium has actually got a volume and stuff like that. But because of the wonders of quantum mechanics, every component of helium is actually sits. Its home address is 000. There's no moment or amount of material away from that 00. There's as much 000, the actual origin of helium, is as much to the right of the origin as to the left of the origin, above the origin, below the origin. If that makes sense, it's a sort of, it's clustered around. So I don't know. You could have a Barbie at a footy fixture, and the entire team wraps around the barbecue to get their sausages, you know, a lot more close than a few people further away. But the average distance of the team to that barbecue is all balances out. So if you had to do what is the average position of the team, is the average position of the snag on top of the barbecue. It's a pretty amazing thing. But different to our world, rather than the actual team being individual stuff, the team is a generalized concept which exists a certain percentage everywhere, including on the barbecue. As best as I can do it, I might one stage give another podcast at the time where I realized it, my two worlds went across. It's not a shirt ripping story about how it happened. It's actually probably quite a boring story, but I might say it in order to help people cross the big divide, cross the chasm of belief into quantum mechanics. Thanks for listening.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.